At the time of his 1856 visit to Kalamazoo, Abraham Lincoln was a minor political figure with major ambitions. A former Illinois legislator and one-term congressman, he was a runner-up for his party's vice presidential nomination and a U.S. Senate hopeful who had already failed once to convince the Illinois legislature to choose him for the job. Judge Hezekiah Wells extended the invitation to Lincoln to speak in Kalamazoo. Wells was a Republican convention delegate who was impressed by Lincoln. The invitation was delivered by a mutual acquaintance whose identity was only recently uncovered. Tom George is a former Michigan legislator, Kalamazoo historian, and Lincoln scholar. He wrote an article for the most recent Journal of the Abraham Lincoln Association on the subject. Here he explains the personal political ambition that led Lincoln to make his one and only visit to Michigan.
Lincoln wrote a letter organizing his visit here. Remember, he was invited by Judge Wells, who lived over there, who had been a delegate to the convention. Lincoln wrote to Wells and said, "I got your letter. It was passed on to me by Mr. Meacham of Kankakee, and I'd like to come, and I'll try and come if I can," basically. If you look at that letter, the word Meacham is somewhat ambiguous, and if you look at it carefully, you can see, and others have noted this, that the word is actually Mack, Mr. Mack of Kankakee, and someone else has scribbled in some extraneous doodling over it. It's obscured the identity. So the letter inviting Lincoln to come here was forwarded to him by Mr. Mack of Kankakee. So what I've done in the last few years is found out who Mr. Mack was and why he would have forwarded the letter, and why Lincoln would actually have bothered to come. He only left Illinois once in the whole year of 1856. It was to come here, and he turned down other invitations to travel to other states. So why would he pick Kalamazoo? Well, it turns out Mr. Mack is the reason. Mr. Mack had lived in Kalamazoo. He had lived in the Schoolcraft area and had served on the Schoolcraft Township Board with Judge Wells in the 1840s, 10 years earlier. Then he had left and settled in Kankakee, where he became the mayor. In 1854, prior to Lincoln's visit here, Lincoln had run for the U.S. Senate and lost by 5 votes. And one of those votes that he didn't get was the legislator from Kankakee. And that legislator subsequently died, and the mayor of Kankakee was running for that spot, the mayor Alonzo Mack from Kankakee. So when he gives Lincoln the invitation, "Will you go to Kalamazoo? I got this letter from Judge Wells." Part of Lincoln's motivation is he wants to be an ally with Mr. Mack, who's going to be in the legislature, will have one of those votes in 1858 to pick the next U.S. senator. So Lincoln's coming here benefits him because it plays into internal Illinois politics. It helps him do a favor for an Illinois legislator who has Kalamazoo ties. That's why Lincoln came. It wasn't just a campaign for Fremont, but it was to build a step in his own campaign for the U.S. Senate.
Which ultimately
he would lose, because the Republicans would capture the popular vote, but they didn't win the majority of the legislative seats in the 1858 election. So despite coming to Kalamazoo, despite winning Mr. Mack's support, despite debating Stephen Douglas, the Democrats retain control of the Illinois legislature, and it's the legislature that elects the senators in 1858, and they pick Douglas again.